You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Hey, this Monday, May 20th, I'm going to be taping a live Song Exploder interview at WBUR City Space in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm going to be interviewing Fen Lily, whose last album I really loved. If you've ever been curious to hear a full, unedited Song Exploder interview, this is your chance. The folks in the audience will get to hear that and no one else. And then after our conversation, Fen Lily is going to play a few songs. Go to songexploder.net/live to get tickets. I'm also going to be playing a show of my own the day before in Keene, New Hampshire at the Thing in the Spring Festival. That's on Sunday, May 19th. And it's a really great lineup of singer-songwriters that includes Buck Meek from Big Thief and Nina Nastasia, whose album The Blackened Air is one of my all-time favorite Steve Albini recordings. You can find tickets for that at songexploder.net/live also. Okay, hope to see you at one or both of these events in New England. Thanks. Loralee Rodriguez is a singer, songwriter, and producer who goes by the name Empress Of. She's released two albums, and she's sung on tracks with Khalid, Blood Orange, and Dirty Projectors. Her first album, Me, was made on her own, but her second album, Us, features a bunch of collaborators. In this episode, Loralee breaks down the Empress Of song, When I'm With Him. She co-produced it with Jimmy Stack and Dan Nigro, and I spoke to Jimmy Stack about the making of this song, too. Loralee explained how collaborating opened up her process. Plus, the song's lyrics are in English and Spanish, and Loralee describes how she relies on both languages to write.
My name is Loralee. I'm also known as Empress Of. When I made my first record, I was in New York, and it was produced by me, written by me, very isolated process. And then I moved to LA, and I started to collaborate more when I moved here. At least that was my objective, because the beauty of collaboration is you do things that you don't normally do when you're by yourself. And that's something that I wanted to achieve on this record, testing myself and pushing my boundaries with melodies and production.
My name's Jimmy Stack.
He's an amazing producer and songwriter in Los Angeles.
The first time I heard Empress Of, I was like, whoa, this is just really distinct and different. And her voice is just so captivating.
That's a song from my first album.
All I knew was that she sang, obviously, and was a producer.
And my sounds typically are very icy and bare. But when I went into the studio with Jimmy, he played me this loop that he had started working on with this warm synth pad. And I was like, I have to write on top of this. Because I don't usually write over textures like that. And the whole point of working with other people is to step out of your comfort zone. And so I was like, yes, let's write over this track because I don't have any tracks that sound like this. And I love that sound with the drum loop.
My friend Dan Nigro is a producer and writer, and he and I will get together and just kind of make instrumental tracks every now and then. And we started what became the instrumental at his studio in Highland Park. So I just started with that drum break. And then I built it out, putting kicks under the kicks in the break. And another snare sound, just to make it thump a little harder. And then another loop, people stomping and clapping in a big room.
I liked how the drums sounded organic, but you could tell that they were samples.
And then my friend Dan is super strong in laying down emotional chords. He was just kind of jamming on piano. And I put in a little guitar sample I had. from there, you know, it just like sat on my hard drive pretty much for another year or whatever, but I always really loved it. So fast forward, when Lorelei and I worked on this song,
I was just like, we need to write to this immediately. I didn't have any lyrics yet, but I love to write melodies just with like a handheld microphone in the room.
So she just, you know, went at it a few times, trying out a bunch of different melodies.
I wonder why, I wonder, question everything. I have a shot, you wanna tell me nothing, say. That's me sitting on the couch in the control room with Jimmy. I like the performance aspect of writing like that because you engage with someone. And that to me, it feels like co-writing when they're like, that's the line. Oh my God, that melody was so good. But coming up with something that is worthy enough to be a song in front of someone is a very nervous process. I'm a mission old, I'm a mission old to know, I just never knows. I was mumbling in English and I wasn't thinking of stuff I liked, so I started mumbling in Spanish because it's like using a different set of tools. I don't go. Dime lo que vas a pasar. Dime lo que. Dime lo que vas a not. Just because the nature of the rhythm of the language, the pacing, where you take breaths, how long words are, it provides like a different perspective on phrasing and melodies. And so when I was singing in Spanish, I was doing these more like rhythmic staccato phrases. Dime por qué vas. No me dime por qué irá. We had gotten to the point where we were like, these melodies are good. Just like try to figure out the lyrics to this. I'm singing like subliminal things. And so I sit on the couch and I listen to myself and I try to write down what I think I'm saying. The first lyric that really felt like it navigated the song is where it says, dime dónde voy, dime dónde fui. I'm going back and forth like branches in the breeze. Dime dónde voy, tell me where I'm going. Dime dónde fui, tell me where I've gone. When I said that, I was like, okay, so it's a song about not being present, about not being fully invested in a relationship. It's falling out of love. It's something that I went through in a relationship that really stuck with me, the feeling of growing out of a relationship and your partner not noticing or not knowing. It's an internally lonely song because you're with someone else, but you're not present.
We really had the song at that point. So it's time to iron out the arrangement of production.
That was the hard thing, is arranging the track. Because when you write over a loop, it almost feels like a trance. It's the same thing over and over and over again. But the arrangement needs to match the songwriting. So I spent a long time adding in rhythmic elements that don't take you away from the song, but help drive the rhythm. And I was like, I want toms. I love those toms. They're not real toms. They're samples. We wanted to add momentum to this bridge, but we didn't want to be obnoxious. And it was pretty hilarious balancing the perfect amount of tom fills, being like, okay, what is obnoxious and what is drama? For the second verse, more of the Spanish lyrics come in. And so we made that a focal point. And I did those harmonies. Querías más de lo que podría ser. Me alejo más y tú no lo puedes ver. I'm saying, you wanted more than I could ever be. I'm backing off and you can't even see. And then the imagery of the bridge is for me very vivid. Laying in bed next to someone and they're asleep and you're wide awake and you want to tell them these things that you're feeling, but you know, they're asleep and you don't want to wake them up. It's too late to tell you. Yes, it's late at night. Yes, it's late in our relationship. Yes, you're literally asleep. Also, you're asleep to the reality of how I'm feeling. I'm unpacking a lot without saying too much. The lyrical content of the music is my life. It has to be my story because that's the only way it's convincing to me. And that's the only way I can go on stage and perform for people and convince them. And it was cool because I wrote something that was incredibly personal to me, but I was able to write it with someone else in the room. I learned how to still be myself and tap into my story with other artists, which is such a great lesson. But it can be hard to make yourself vulnerable for the song. To hear like something you wrote that is so on the nose of a time and a place and experience that you've had, it's a weird feeling. But listening to this song is not a painful experience. I don't know, I love this song and I listen to it a lot. And maybe that's even more rewarding.
And now here's When I'm With Him by Empress Of in its entirety.
I'm
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about Empress Of and her collaborators on this song, Jimmy Stack and Dan Nigro. You'll also find a link to buy or stream the song. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. This episode was produced and edited by me, along with Christian Kunz. Carlos Lerma made the artwork, which you can see on the Song Exploder website. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can find Song Exploder on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Song Exploder. You can also get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/merch. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.